Hey everybody, welcome to I'm Not an Expert. Today we're going to be talking about creating content and the struggles of it and the biggest mistake that I've seen creators make, which is creating content to chase viewership. And we're just going to disassemble some of these misconceptions and beliefs that you have to make videos that perform well. And hopefully this will inspire you to, I don't know, prioritize your mental health. Because something that I've been struggling with is making content and being happy with it after without relying on views and comments to like stimulate that feeling of I'm enough. And it's just really hard for me to lately as a like right now, like as I'm speaking, you know, feeling like what I am doing is meaningful on the internet and it is good. Like I know that I'm getting progress with my YouTube journey. Like I'm posting a lot more, at least in the past month, but I don't feel as happy with it as I do maybe a few years ago when I was like first starting on YouTube, and I'm trying to fix that for myself. And I think a part of the strategy that I've been doing is just trying to make content that makes me happy, that's on my mind, I don't care about views, and just going about that. But it's a really hard journey to do that alone, so I wanted to make this on the podcast. Hopefully some of you guys can relate, and if you do enjoy this, please leave a 5-star review on Spotify or wherever you listen to. It really does help the show. And let's just dive right in. Thank you guys, I love you. Being a creator actually requires you to live your life. And what I mean by that, I think, is so often as YouTubers or creators, we set out to make the most viral video. I've been a YouTuber for over 10 years, and every day I was like, okay, what am I gonna make that's going to be good for the algorithm? What am I gonna make that's a good trend? And I literally became, I guess, what people call the social media guru on the internet that told people what to make that would get views. Like, obviously, I wasn't, like, scamming people and, like, selling them a million-dollar dream and, like, driving a Ferrari. But I was going on the internet saying, you know, to be a creator, you have to make these types of videos and stuff. And I think that's all bullshit because I think as a creator, the more healthy and sustainable way is to figure out what type of artist, musician, entrepreneur you are, and then document that versus trying to create something. You know, like take a filmmaker, for example, a musician. You know, they're focused on making a movie, and an artist is making music, and then they're gonna make whatever behind the scenes content to promote that music. Like they have a goal. And I think creators should have that mindset where you are the product. If you're marketing yourself, you don't have to market like a song, but if you're trying to market yourself, what are you standing for? And I wanted to make this episode because I wanted to talk about how a content creator should make content versus, you know, what we're all taught, and hopefully give you guys some ideas to change up your routine and figure out not just what's going to get views, but what's going to make you happy and fulfilled as an artist. So that's what's going to be today's episode. I hope you guys enjoy, and let's dive right in. So I really think it's super important to document and not create. Now you might be wondering, Jade, how the fuck do I figure out what to document? Well, I think it's really important to figure out what you're passionate about. And I know you're going to be like, Jade, what the fuck? Like, that's so cringe. Like, figure out what you're passionate about. But no, honestly, I think you have to figure out what is something that you know is something you are obsessed with. And start there and then try to get really good at it and then document you getting good at that. Like, for example, I make videos on my YouTube channel about starting a company and launching a business because I'm passionate about entrepreneurship. I am talking about the process of it, and every week I go on and talk about what the fuck I'm up to. And I don't try to teach people. I don't try to, you know, make content about entrepreneurship. I just make content about what I'm doing as an entrepreneur. And I think this is really helpful because, A, you know, as a creator, I'm not performing. I come up with ideas a lot faster because instead of saying, what do I create? It's like, what did I do this week, you know? And it's also really fun because I find that I'm able to actually include my friends in it. Like, I'm documenting my life. Like, I'm just not performing. I think the minute you perform, I don't know how people do it when they have, like, identities. I don't know. I just really think it's important to not fake it. Because if you're really trying to make money and have a career on YouTube and TikTok or wherever, it's a long game. And you can't fake it long term. You guys, I used to like fucking make videos. Okay, I'm gonna call myself out. I used to make videos about how to start a Instagram or something, and grow to a certain following amount. And that was fine because I was just documenting how I grew to maybe 5,000 followers. But there was a point where like I was talking about like getting 1 million fans or something, and I'm like, bitch, I don't even have 1 million fans. Like, why would I be even talking about it? And I'm not saying you can't teach something you don't know. Like, I literally have a podcast called I'm Not an Expert. What I'm just saying is it's not fun to do that. Like, it's not fun to create something and try to figure out what's popular, because what I was doing is I wasn't trying to, like, what I was really doing was not trying to, teach something I didn't know. It was like I just wanted to chase whatever got views. And it was super hard to break that cycle. Like, I think it's really important to talk about things, even if you're not an expert. But I also think, do you even like what you're talking about? Like, that's the most important thing. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, don't sacrifice your enjoyment for view numbers, because it's gonna fleet. It's not going to last forever. And you have to like what you're doing. Because if all of a sudden, maybe 10% people don't like you as much, you gotta be able to be okay with that. And I wrote this down in my notes, but I think being a creator is just essentially marketing yourself. But if who you are consistently changes, you don't have a unique identity. So like you don't know who you are essentially if you are always changing yourself, right? And there's this analogy I have like in surfing. So in surfing, you could either chase a wave down and paddle for it, or you could just wait for a good wave to come to you. Like, I think that's the way we should look at content creation. We should not change ourselves, but just wait until the audience comes to us. Like, I'm averaging at this date, like 2K, 3K views per YouTube video. And I'm really happy with that, even though I've made so many more views in the past. I'm really happy with averaging at a lower amount because it doesn't matter to me. I'm making videos that are fun, and YouTube is part of my career. Like, of course I care about money, but I don't care about money more than my mental health. So, I do make income in other ways, and we can talk about that. Like, I think a part of what I'm trying to say also is like I don't think as a creator you have to live your life to make content. Like, you have to figure out who you are. And I also think as a creator you should make money without YouTube. Like, you should be able to not be financially reliant on the internet liking you, because that's very, very hard to sustain, and it's very stressful. And I know for a lot of creators maybe watching this video, you're maybe not even monetized yet, or maybe you're like trying to quit your job to do YouTube. But I actually think it's super healthy to have another side hustle or a main gig and have YouTube as a side hustle so you can actually document it. I know this is really hard to say because I think a lot of people really want to be self-employed and be your own boss. But I think at the end of the day, when you're self-employed and you're a creator or anything, it's all consuming. You don't have a break. You don't feel like you ever do enough work. And I guess what I'm trying to say is like sometimes if you're not strong enough to break that cycle, because I'm not, I know some people are, sometimes you have to find other ways to make money so you don't put pressure on that activity. And in terms of making content, like going back to what I was talking about earlier, if you're not good at work-life separation, try not to make content. Try to figure out what you want to do today and then just so happen to document it on YouTube. Like, that helps me create separation where I'm not trying to create something that's not me. I'm just trying to make whatever makes me happy and then an audience can watch. And I know this is a very selfish kind of advice, I guess, to be like, don't focus on money, focus on what you like. But I think a part of being selfish is to be selfless. Like, I feel like I'm a mean ass person when I'm not in a good mood and I'm giving myself to others too much, So I know this is selfish. I know this advice is kind of strange. It's like, I think a lot of people put this mindset of like, make content that's helpful for the world. But if you're not making yourself happy, why would you be wanting to live in this world, right? That sounds kind of morbid. I guess what I'm trying to say is when you're taking care of yourself first, when you're happy and thriving and you enjoy your content, other people will also enjoy it because people have shared interests. And start there because then we can actually start to make meaningful content. And, for me, I do a lot of social impact work right now. I do a lot of work We have nonprofits. I do, like, my marketing agency just did a campaign in the last quarter for holiday season to promote sustainable green shopping for the holidays with a couple brands. And, you know, I really love doing environmental work and doing marketing. That's good. Because before it, I was just chasing views. And it was just so dehumanizing. Like, I was working with clients and brands at my agency that just wanted a certain KPI and number. It wasn't, there's no purpose to it. And I don't know, maybe I'm just mentally not strong enough to do shit without a purpose. But now that I'm doing environmental work and I have a company called NF Treehouse where we're planting trees with creators minted as NFTs. And we're a climate change startup that uses crypto. And it's just so much more fulfilling. Like, I really am just so happy that I've done this work, because although this shit's hard, like, trust me, guys, like, today I had a really bad day at NF Treehouse because we were supposed to host a community Twitter space call and Twitter went down and our guest that we brought on just, it was, did not work out with timing, and it just made me feel like no one care about my project, right? It's a very similar emotion to, like, not getting views on a YouTube video. It's like, oh, does no one care about my product or business? But I go back to, like, the mission. It's, like, not about the metrics. It's not about views and shit. It's about helping the earth and reducing our carbon footprint. And once I started doing more research on social impact and how I could integrate it with my current work, I've just been a lot. Not, I wouldn't necessarily say things get easier, but you have a lot more patience because, you know, I think with the social space, it's like, if things don't work out, it's like, okay, try again. You know, right? And I think when it comes to, like, working on a YouTube channel, if things don't work, you try again. But if things don't work again, it means people hate me, right? Whereas I don't see that way for NF, like, for NF Trees. It's like, I really think what I'm doing is important. It's just going to be a matter of time. And, you know, I think, I hope you guys can figure out what that is for you and document that. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to do some questions that I got from social on the podcast, so you guys can listen to that. And if you're a creator right now watching this video and you want to do something in environmental or purpose-driven work and you're interested about NF Treehouse, we're actually launching our creator partnerships pretty soon, on next week. So follow me on Instagram and our Instagram NF Treehouse. And if you want to plant your own tree with your own audience, we can help you facilitate that and help you do amazing work as well. All right, questions of the, I'm not gonna copy Caller Daddy, but I really wish. Okay, so the questions of the motherfucking week. Okay, so the first question I have is, 2 months ago, what was your average watch time? I have no idea, and I don't really care, because I used to care a lot about data and analytics, and I stopped checking it about, I would say, 6 months ago, like, really intentionally not checking or not knowing. And I think it's just because I'm really, like, right now, personally, just trying to focus on not how to get more views, but how to enjoy making content again. Like, I am just having an issue where I'm not enjoying it as much. And, you know, maybe I should take a break. But one of my ideas has just to post as much as I want, because I just want to enjoy the process again. And it's really difficult. So I'm trying, like, to upload twice a week for the next, like, 3 months without checking views and see how it improves my mental. For now, I'm maybe, you know, running into a point where I'm a little bit, a little tired. I'm not really sure. I think I'm just not trying to, I'm really trying to make YouTube work for me. And I think the only way is if I enjoy it, and not checking data and analytics really do help for me. All right, next question. How come you are only getting 4K views a video? I have no idea. I actually don't even check views. Like, I actually don't even know how many views I get anymore. Like, sometimes I will check to read comments and it's accidentally there and I see it. But for the most part, I have no idea how many views I get. Like, I know I have had a lot more 3 months ago, 6 months ago, but, you know, I think for me, I'm just really just trying to go back to my original strategy, which is to make videos that make me happy. And that strategy got me millions of views. Like, when I was trying to chase views, I stopped getting views and I was really burned out and tired. So I'm just working on making good videos for myself right now. So why do I only have 4K views? Because I'm not trying. Like, I'm just making babies for myself. So if 4,000 people aligned with me, that's pretty fucking good, if I do say so myself. All right, and my last question I got is, how are you so good at making content? You know, it's so crazy that people think I'm good at making content. Like, obviously I've done this for 10 years, and obviously I know that I have a skill, but I don't see it that way. I don't see that I'm good at making content. Like, I just see that I think I struggle a lot with my confidence with YouTube lately. Like, you know, I'm sitting here, guys, and I'm saying, like, I don't care about views, but I think I've told you about this before, but it's really hard. Like, as I'm s saying this on my podcast right now, I'm just like, what do I need to actually enjoy what I'm doing? Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm just not enjoying it as much. I'm not enjoying it, and I don't know what to do, to be honest. Like, I'm not sure if I should take a break for a few months. I'm not sure if I should just keep going and this is just a funk. Like, I've done this for 10 years, guys. Like, maybe this is inevitable. It's like making content isn't forever, but I find that I'm only enjoying it when I get lots of like positive comments and I get really nice DMs, and I just feel like it's not as much as it used to be. And I'm like, I don't care about views, but I do care about comments. Like, I do care about what people, if people find things valuable. And you know, I'm just not, I read comments, but I don't see that engagement like I used to, and I think that's bothering me. So that's why I'm trying to figure, like, what is it that I need to feel enough on YouTube? Like, I just don't, you know, I don't know what to do. And maybe I'll document in the next month or two this awakening I'm having. But I mean, I'm in a place where I don't need to post every week financially. Like, I don't make money on YouTube to survive. Yeah, I might need just to take some time off, maybe. But for the meantime, I'm just trying to post as much as possible, because, you know, I have a team, I have an editor, I have people that edit my videos that I don't want to, like, just take away their hours and stuff. So it's been really tough, but you know, we'll see how it goes. I want to do what's right for everybody, but that's sometimes really hard. But see, I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert at making content. Like, I think I'm good at it, but I don't know if I love it. I don't know what I'm experiencing is just burnout. So, you know, I'll keep you guys posted. It's definitely such a hard journey. But I'll keep you guys posted. All right, thank you guys so much for listening to I'm Not an Expert. Please leave this a 5-star review if you haven't already. And I hope you have an amazing day.